It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. Erastus Dow Palmer was born April 2, 1817 in Pompeii, New York. As a youth, he moved with his family to Utica, where his father, a carpenter, taught him the basics of woodworking. In 1834, at the age of 17, he moved to Dunkirk to start a career in wood carving and joining. He helped to build many houses in Dunkirk and surrounding areas for the next 6 years. While in Dunkirk, Palmer met and was married to Melinda Alton. Sadly, he lost his wife and their first child to complications of childbirth. With no further reason to stay in the area, he returned to Utica in 1940. The death of Palmer's first wife would have a lasting impact on the rest of his life, for if she hadn't died, he very well may have remained in Dunkirk, working his trade as a carpenter. But as fate would have it, Palmer returned to Utica, and as a result, his path would take an unexpected turn that presented him with wide and critical acclaim throughout the artistic world. Shortly after returning to Utica, a neighbor showed Palmer a cameo portrait imported from Europe. Palmer was impressed by the delicacy of the carving and was determined to try his hand at the medium. His first undertaking was a portrait of his second wife. It was shown to a local attorney who was so impressed with it that he hired Palmer to create a cameo with his image on it, thus the beginning of Palmer's career as a sculptor. Palmer soon began sculpting in marble and was heavily influenced by neoclassicism, which had gained popularity on both sides of the Atlantic. In 1849, Palmer and his new family moved to Albany and soon opened a studio near the State Capitol building, and he flourished as a sculptor. In the 1870s, he was commissioned by the state of New York to create a full-length statue of statesman Robert R. Livingston. It was cast in bronze twice, with one of the statues located in the U.S. Capitol and the other in Albany in the State Court of Appeals. Palmer died in Albany on March 9, 1904, and was buried in Albany. He was survived by his second wife and 5 children. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.